What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of K-State University coming to you on this overcast Tuesday here in Kansas City, Missouri. October 7th, 2025. First time this podcast ever. Checking out this other Kansas State podcast. The host living out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition or latest episode of this podcast. Again, make sure you do like what you're listening to, and I hope you guys do that. K-State Nation, or if you're a Big 12 fan, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button and alarm bell every time we update content to you daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. I know I'm recording this in the middle of the day, but I'm going to do it anyways. A recent update on K-State women's golf. But yeah, stay tuned. I did not post this last night due to drama in the Chiefs-Jaguars game. So, you guys will get two episodes. And, of course, the men's and women's golf team coming off of being down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The women's golf team right now currently in Hutchinson, Kansas for the OU Intercollegiate. It has been raining down there for a bit. Obviously, it rained yesterday. It rained here again today as well. So, you have that going on as well. But the ladies right now, or came in today actually, as I'm recording this, in almost the middle of the day. and this was actually delayed for a little bit before they even got started. So, K-State women's golf team entered today 10 over par 290. Entering into the top three. They're in third place, battling Baylor in front of them. And, of course, not too far, the Florida Gators sitting at the top spot right now. So, after all that, K-State women's golf team sitting there in the third position right now. They look good a little bit there as well. And then, of course, looked like here... the decision was to cut it short a little bit, so entering play, we got a lot decided still here between these three teams and others in here as well. Coach Stuberg, after the cut short rain weathered first round of the OU Collegiate out there in Hutchinson, Kansas, quote, "Today was a real battle," and he goes on to say here, Coach Stu Burt, the head coach of the women's golf team, almost said soccer, sorry, but anyways, quote, "The weather was not kind with the cold, strong winds throughout. The ladies did a great job getting off to a good start and really hung in there during the worst of the climate weather in the middle of the round. Unfortunately, as it began to get dark, we just couldn't find a way to finish strong as we have liked and dropped a couple of spots in the leaderboard. Tomorrow we'll be in 18-hole shootout, but the ladies are in a good spirits. They understand that they played some great golf today, hung in there, grinded when they needed to. All I can ask of them is more of the same tomorrow," which is today, going on right now as I speak out there in Hutchinson, Kansas, where I'm pretty sure, quote, a little bit of fall, finally some fallish-like weather around here in the Midwest here. Overcast and whatnot here in Kansas City, Missouri right now. So, yeah, so the Kansas State women's golf team coming off a top 10 down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas last week are in an 18-hole shootout currently right now. And we'll have that, obviously, that final round recap for you on tomorrow's edition. You're going to get a lot of golf here unless I can throw in some... I'm having to push back the cross country episode that I recorded over the weekend as well due to that there as well. Kelsey Chen led the way for the K-State scoring yesterday along with freshman Keen Vistapadawan. Yes, as well as they're actually going into this today's action down in Hutchinson, Kansas, were tied at the top of the leaderboard. Oh, my goodness. Chen, even par 70, while Vistapadawan from Thailand Let me see here. Had a 71, Chen 70, even par. One over for Vistapata one there as well, followed by Van Beek, the lone senior for this women's golf team right now. And how about Julia Ballester Barrio in the lineup there as well? Barrio, who we've talked about over the couple years on this podcast, being on the roster. She's back again. Yep, she's back again. Made her season debut yesterday, and she's in the lineup again today, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. She's tied for 20th, but actually both of them are tied for 20th right now. Four over par 74. Nanami Nakashima locked up in 32nd place, tied there after a first round of six over par 76. Casey Kang. Sounds like Casey Kang, the NASCAR Cup Series driver, former Cup Series driver, now in and out in the Xfinity Series. Kang, Casey Kang, our Casey Kang, the K-State Casey Kang. This is the Bourbon Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer in the building here for this current edition of our podcast right now. This will come out right off the bat, right fresh. Fresh from the pan in a little bit. And of course, later on, I will go ahead and send out the action from last week with the men and women's golf team. We're in playing in the same invitational, the Blessings Intercollegiate down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Eddie Greer III here for this women's golf edition of the podcast. So that's where we're at right now. And agree to keep this nice and short and sweet here on the podcast there as well. So a lot of golf. It's going to be Golf Tuesday here, unless I get something else here going, which I might record the pregame later on this afternoon for you guys, because I once again will be out of town this weekend as I head off to Omaha, Nebraska. So you guys, making sure you guys are covered for majority or most of the weekend there as well. There's not much going on athletic wise anyway, so I got lucky, but I just recorded that, but that won't come out until Friday night there, as well as the soccer team and women's volleyball teams are in action on Friday night. And of course, we got the football team. Another reminder, folks, as we're sitting here recording on current times right now, homecoming week in Manhattan, Kansas, K-State University taking on TCU, 2:30 on Fox. Of course, K-State football team, it don't feel good right now. Especially you're a Chiefs fan and a Wildcat fan. Man, rough times for you right now, as losing, the Chiefs lost in K-State fashion last night there in Jacksonville. You guys are 2-3 now. I say you guys because I'm not a Chiefs fan, but I've seen plenty since being in the Midwest, living up here in the Midwest, seeing plenty of Chiefs football. So yeah, 2-3 now. The Wildcats right now, obviously 2-4 right now. Could be worse. We'll see how the cards shake out when Avery Johnson and company take on TCU, or welcome TCU to right back to Manhattan, Kansas. These two teams didn't play last year, so we know the past meetings there as well, including the last time TCU was in Manhattan, Kansas, where K-State dominated TCU there as well. But this could be more different. This might be a more different game this time around. We'll just have to see which K-State team shows up on Saturday afternoon. Again, that game is going to be on national television game on Fox. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. The Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3, Ace Podcast. That is GREER, number 3, EDDID, Podcast Podcast. For more bonus coverage of your cats, content over there, coming soon. We'll leave it right there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this other K-State Athletics Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.
Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you once again from a cool, overcast Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, women's golf, right now in action, looking to stay right there in the hunt for the win in the OU Collegiate. Go Cats.